Yeah, Father, we thank you for Kanya, for the decades of this ministry that she's walked in, Father, the many lives that have been touched through her ministry. And we pray as she shares this morning, Lord, just for your anointing upon her, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Phew, it's so different to stand here than there. God help us. Good morning, everyone. To the first comers today, Andrew has said, I'm Kanya. I love the Lord so much. And I'm going to try because I am short. I used to say to people, I'm short. I like everything to be short. But when I looked at my script, I'm going to try and take this. Can I say 12 minutes, Corneille, not 10? All right. The first time when we met, our first dinner, thank you so much, ladies. That was so lovely, that song. Thank you. I'm so proud of you. The first time when we met, we had our first dinner. The scripture that we read was John 4, chapter 4, the whole chapter. And we all had to come back and, to reflect on it and say, what does it say to you? I'm just going to read John 4, 23. Sorry, wrong glasses. There we go. But the time is coming. It is already here. When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. He wants those who worship him to worship him in spirit and in truth. So we've decided, we've spoke about it, that what we want to be giving to the church, to be leading the church to, is to go deep in scripture, to make sure that whatever song we sing, it is relevant. It is teaching you something. It is teaching me. It is teaching us as a congregation about God's word, about who he is. So when we worship, I'm just going to talk about worship and praise. When we worship, that is where we tell him who he is. We worship him for who he is, which is so difficult to say, well, he hasn't done anything for me. You are here. So he woke you up. So we worship him for who he is. We don't start with thinking of what he has done, but who he is. God. He is sovereign. He is mighty. He is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. And when we praise him, we start to reflect of his goodness, what he has done. There's a song, an old song, which says, count your blessings, name them one by one. That's where our praise comes from. You look back and you're like, God, I seriously don't think I will be here if it wasn't for you. I wouldn't be standing here. I wouldn't be saying what I'm saying if it wasn't for you. If it wasn't for the cross. Romans 12 verse 1, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. We are urged to present our bodies. So I say, you woke up already, you got into your car, you drove to church. So why don't you just go the whole nine yards and just be crazy before him? And just praise him like you don't care, because you are already here. And this is the safe place that you could be glamorously foolish. This is the safe place. There's no judgment here. Remember David, when the ark of the Lord came back, he danced until, but I'm not saying please. Yes. Do not be undignified. Let's use that as a word. Yes, and full stop. But yes, this is where we glamorously get foolish with the one we love. This is where I'm aware that you are next to me, yet it's the audience of one. I'm aware that I came with you, I drove with you from home to here, but it's the audience of one. My praise, my worship is just for him. So forgive me if I forget that you're next to me and I bump you by mistake, because I'm dancing before the king. I'm dancing before my king. Psalms 40 verse 1, 2, 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the muddy clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. He put a new song. It's him who puts a new song in you. For what he has done, he puts a new song in you. Many will see and will fear and will trust in the Lord. What will they see if I come here and I mind my business? Nobody will want to come to my church. If we come here and we look so morose and... Hey, boy, let us be crazy for our God. He has done it for us. He died. At home, I grew up in a family of eight. Four boys, four girls. We said to mom, we nearly made the team. But I'm so 100% sure my dad wouldn't have given even one of us to die for people who wouldn't even want him, some of them. But we thank God that he gave his only son for us. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for the living God. I'm saying this, I'm going to jump around my notes now, but worship is a lifestyle. We've spoke about it at the table almost the whole time. Worship is a lifestyle. What we do here. Oh, I wanted to ask the questions after, I forgot to ask this question now. God seeks the true worshippers. Are there any worshippers in the house? Yes, Lord. Oh, this side there are. Are there any worshippers in the house? They are worship, because we are all, the fact that we're standing here, we are all worshippers. Worship is a lifestyle. It's what it's from Monday to Sunday. I don't know if I worship, I will say it will be biblical to say I worship in my dreams, because that's where my body, it's like it's dead. But I will have dreams where I worship. All I'm saying is that if you do not do it from Monday to Saturday, don't expect to be cranked up here when you come on Sunday. Don't put pressure on the worship team to crank you up. But respectfully, worship is a lifestyle. We worship him for who he is. So if I do it on Monday, I do it on Tuesday. So on Sunday, I come with, like, you know, when you're making a fire, I come as a burning stick already to plug in to this fire so it grows. I don't come with my dead wood, you know, and expect. It doesn't go like that. But the love you have for him, for what he has done for you, that's what propels us to want to plug in and say, Lord, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Going quickly, he has done so much for me. I cannot count. If I look at my children and look at my life, he has been good. I'm sure people now, they're going to call me goodness, because I love singing songs about his goodness. Because I see nothing when I look at him. I see goodness of God. I look back, I see his goodness. I look forward, I'm anticipating more goodness in my future. So we're familiar with these Hebrew words. I'm sure we are, some of us, of what we do when we come together here, as we worship him. There's one says Yada. Yada. If there's a Jewish person, forgive me for my pronunciation. But it's Yada, where we Yada God, we throw our hands up. Up. According to Psalms 50 verse 23. Halal, we lose our minds. That's where we glamorously foolish. We dance. I'm glad, Andrew, you did say that they can move. I mean, we can move the chairs. And when we're... You're welcome to do that. If the person in front of you looks at you and gives you the eye, smile and move away. But dance before your God. Dance before your God. There's halal, toda. We use our hands to the sacrifice. We bring the sacrifice. And there's barak, where we kneel down. You're welcome to. We're going to get the new carpet, right? So... if you're wearing something white, but in the presence of the Lord, you do whatever, if I could say, I don't mind prostrating, because I'm in the presence of my King. We shabak, where we shout. As I was preparing this, I'm saying, Lord, I'm looking forward to a time where this traffic won't be able to pass our gate. They will. What will be coming here as we worshiping, as the church worshiping? They will say, we want to come in and see what is it that they doing? What is the noise about? And then they come and find Jesus. I'm looking forward to those days where we are going to be glamorously foolish. We are going to worship God like we mean it. We come here, we don't really care of what else is happening, but all we are saturated by just him. Hallelujah. Psalms 22 verse 25. From you comes my praise in great assembly. Psalms 48 verse 1. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Our worship, our praise should match his greatness. If it doesn't match his greatness, you haven't started. So coming to a close, I will close with the story of the woman and the alabaster box, alabaster jar, however you call it, who came when Jesus was invited by that Pharisee to the dinner. She came behind him. The story goes, she knelt down and she started crying. She came and she saw the Lord and she couldn't help but worship by going down on her knees and started crying. As she cries, the tears fell on Jesus' feet and she wipes. It's so wonderful to be soaked in his presence. She wiped the feet of Jesus with her hair, and then she poured the expensive perfume. What does your worship cost you? I would like you to ask yourself, what does your worship cost you? Does it affect the person next to you? Does it affect your personal life? Because we praise our worship. We praise ourselves out in battle. Because he is a faithful God. When we praise him, he deals with the enemy. When we worship him, we're saying we surrender, oh God, we have no power but you. So what is your worship? What does it cost you? What does it cost me? David said, I will never give to the Lord, offer to the Lord what cost me nothing. Hallelujah. I won't offer to my God what costs me nothing. It costs. So it should cost you. If it doesn't cost you, yes, you're going to walk in and go back the same. But can we long for that? Can we yearn for that? That, Lord, I'm coming to your presence because here we come to worship corporately, but it's what I do as well at home. But as I come to be with the brethren, may I go out the store not the same. May our lives as we worship touches the person next to us. May your worship change you before him, for him, by him. Thank you.
Isn't that incredible? Just you hear the heart of our worship team. Cornel, you're going to come up and anchor it for us, and we'd love to just pray for the whole team. Yeah.
Yowza. I think I should have gone first. yeah, it really has been a privilege and an awesome time just to not fall under the pressure of trying to get stuff ready. And there really is. There's a lot of pressure on a Sunday to be something, to do something. And, you know, many of you don't know, when we built the stage, there was a whole lot of debate. You know, it's too high because we don't want to be a stage, but it is a stage. And the tussle between worship and performance and, you know, what songs do we sing? And so we've had to chew through all of this. Thank you for the dinners. Who recognized the tune? Hey, what was the tune to? Anybody? Bye? I was sitting last night outside. I was listening to you two. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. And the words to the song in my head have changed because I have found what I'm looking for. But music's got such an incredible emotional attachment because it takes me back. I remember we were listening to Dire Straits last night, and it just takes me back in a moment to an event, to something that song came into my life, and I just like, man, I can go back there. And I think it's wonderful. But if our only connection to music is emotional, then I think we miss the depth and the breadth of what God wants to do with and through us. And so I want to read Psalm 98, verses 1 and 2. And I think it's up, it's NIV, but I'm going to just mention it from the NLV, New Living Translation. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. And it's amazing. I've been traveling this week, so we'd never got a chance to sit down and kind of figure out what Kanye was going to say and what I was going to say. And I kind of feel most of what I wanted and needed to say has already been said. But let's look at the scripture. It says, sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. You would have heard last week, I hope, that it is a different way to start your day in the morning. Because I get up on Monday morning, I know what's ahead of me, I know what I need to do, I know what I need to accomplish this week, and I can ignore everything and get stuck into that and get it done. But if you were here last week, there's a different way, and that way is simply get out of bed and say, God, what are you going to do today? Because I want to reflect again what Kanye was saying. If we arrive here on a Sunday morning and we have not experienced, for he has done wonderful deeds, then the pressure is to perform. You see, it's not on me to perform, it's on you to help us not to perform. Because that's why we need the amens, the shouts. God is good. God is good. Sing a new song to the Lord. You know, I hear this often. You know, the music that the guys are producing and the churches are producing today is just not... it's not the same as what was, you know. It's just, I don't know, there's something missing. And so we're a people that love to go back to what we know. We love to go back to Abba. We love to go back to you two. We love to go back to what's familiar. But I also want to challenge you this morning that as a worship team, we're on a journey, and the journey starts today. I wish I could stand here and say we've arrived. like we've got it together. We're a team. We know exactly. Honestly, right now, as I stand before you, I'm not sure what our first song this morning is. But there's something about singing a new song. And I want to challenge that, because as I listen, it would be an indictment against the church if we have not produced any new songs. His right hand has won a mighty victory. Man, that is every reason to come in here and praise. That is every reason to get up on Monday morning. That is every reason to get up on Tuesday morning. And there is something really dynamic and special when we as a church can get together and as one declare that praise. But I do want to challenge you. There is an invitation from God and from us and from this church this morning to find God during the week, so that when we gather on a Sunday, I don't need this. I don't need a TV. I don't need guitar. I don't need any of this. I just need God. And I got a reason to praise. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. God has announced his victory and he's invited us to be a part of it. I'm a praise kind of guy. I hope maybe you haven't seen that. I like being peculiar. I like bopping. I like loud. I like full sound, because I have a revelation of that thing. God has announced his victory. I don't care what Trump has to say about South Africa. I really don't. I don't care what a politician and this and that, and it's so quickly you can get dragged into that stuff. But when I understand that God has announced his victory, and to every nation, including South Africa, I've got every reason to worship and praise him. Amen. And lastly, the Bible says that he prepared. So we're going to do some new songs that are unfamiliar to you. We've been working on a list that not to say that the old songs are bad, really not. And we're going to do some this morning that are familiar to you. But I also want to challenge you that we're going to do some new songs. And the challenge is simply this, that when we do a new song, I want to engage in theology. I want to engage in truth, not just an emotional attachment. I want songs to speak into my future. I want songs to speak in tomorrow. And so one of the songs we're singing this morning is "I Believe." And it just begins to state, well, what do you believe? And so when we do some of those new songs, I encourage you to don't get so wrapped up in the tune and trying to just pick on the words. Make the words true for you. And honestly, if we sing a song that isn't truth, well, you need to speak up too, because this is our journey. From this morning, we're on a journey to find ourselves. We still don't have an answer about, what's your name? Andrew. Last week... Boy, it's going to be fun this morning. last week, I had a prophetic word from 1 Thessalonians, I think it was, about us becoming a model church. Let me tell you, I've been pondering that, because what does that look like? We heard as well last week about what has happened in this house, that we as a body are, listen to this word, poised. For great things. Well, somebody agreed with me. I don't know what that looks like. That's our journey together to discover. And I'm really deeply excited to see what God has. You see, the Bible says God is preparing, and we're going to get in, we're going to pray, and we're going to get the team up, and we're going to have some fun in just a minute. God says that he is preparing a house for you and for me. Now, I don't know about your house, but my house has got a couple of rooms. And so I want to suggest that sometimes on a Sunday morning, there's a whole bunch of rooms. And sometimes, like if you come to my house, we've got an open plan, dining room, kitchen. Guess where everybody hangs out? It's always in the kitchen. And a kitchen is where I learn. A kitchen is where I'm open. A kitchen is where I get fed. And those are awesome times. And sometimes Sunday morning will be a kitchen. Sometimes Sunday is my lounge. And so when I go to my lounge, I go to relax. I go to listen to music. I go to read. I watch YouTube videos, I watch TV, and there's inputs, and there's this time of just learning and saturating. You know what? Sometimes God wants to take us to the bathroom where we can get rid of some stuff. You didn't think that picture was coming this morning, did you? But sometimes God needs to take us to the bathroom because he needs to deal with some issues. All of that is part of our worship. And I don't always know, and I don't take the pressure on to try and determine what room God wants to place us in. That's for us to do, to discover together. I love the picture of people not being able to drive past because they're battling to get into this place. Not because of anything or anyone except that God is here. There is only one thing that we have achieved over this time of eating together. And really that has been that every one of the people that you will ever see on stage have got an absolute heart for God. And it'll be expressed in a unique way and in a different way. And sometimes you'll be comfortable with it, and sometimes you won't be comfortable with it. But you need to know this, that every single person that gets onto this stage has got a heart that says, God, if you don't arrive, we're just a resounding gong. We don't want to be that. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited. I hope you've heard a lot of the stuff that's been said. This doesn't start on a Sunday. It doesn't end on a Sunday. It's a lifestyle. It's an everyday thing. I want to encourage you to listen to songs. Push yourself. Go and find. If you've got Spotify, go and do Worship 2025 and go and find some new songs and listen to them and get excited about them. Look at the words. Let the words speak life into your situation, into where you are. And then when we get together, we really get to worship a king that has declared his victory over every single nation. Amen.